I'm curious, do you have a really great BS detector? Maybe you're often skeptical of others. Are you really street smart? Would you say you're pretty self-assured? You often find yourself being the leader in the group. Maybe you even struggle to ask for help. Do you love a good challenge? Do you fight really hard for the causes you believe in? Do you have a great sense of humor? I bet you're a blast. You might have thought that these were all parts of your personality, but they might actually be coping mechanisms you've picked up over the course of your life, and they're having a huge impact on how you show up, especially on this motherhood journey. Are you curious to know more? You got to take my personality patterns quiz. Here's what's going on. When you were a child, whenever an experience overwhelmed your nervous system, you subconsciously built a defense against that overwhelm. Over time, those defenses became a habit, and then they became a pattern. And now as an adult, what we think of as our personality is often this defense pattern running the show. It's so interesting, right? There are 5 different personality patterns, and they're not personality types like the Enneagram or the Myers-Briggs, but rather they describe the safety strategies that we immediately go to when we start to feel overwhelmed. They don't describe who we are so much as what's blocking who we are. The good news is that once you take my quiz and learn about your pattern, you can learn skills to break out of that pattern, and then you can live and parent your kids as your true and authentic self. Click on the quiz link in the show notes or go to michellegrosser.com/quiz now to take my 2-minute personality pattern quiz. Welcome to the Calm Mom Podcast, the show for ambitious women ready to get off the hot mess express. I know you've got a lot going on. You work so hard. You're raising an incredible family. And sometimes it can be overwhelming. I'm your host, Michelle Grosser. I'm a certified master life coach, attorney, wife, and mom. And years ago, I was right where you are. I was running a busy law practice while raising a family, and I was on the fast track to burnout. I thought I just needed to be more organized or have better routines, but it was learning how to heal and regulate my nervous system that expanded my capacity to gracefully hold more of this big, beautiful life. You too are worthy of an extraordinary life in and beyond motherhood. Learning to be a calm, anchoring presence in your home and at work is going to be your superpower. If you're here to do the inner work that brings a sense of calm amidst the chaos, I'm here to join you on that journey. Each time you press play, your growth continues. So let's get at it. Hey, hey, you guys, Michelle Grosser here. Thanks so much for being with us today. You're listening to the Calm Mom Podcast. Today in this episode, I want to talk about some of the best things that we can do to regulate our nervous system. We're going to talk about 4 of the best things that we can do. And here's the thing, you guys, all of these are free. You don't have to spend 1 red cent on any of these things, which is why I love resources like this. So let's jump in. Before we do, though, I do want to take a second to talk about the why, right? Why do we even want to regulate our nervous system? Like, why is that a goal that every single one of us should have? So let's go through some of the benefits of a regulated nervous system. The first one is that when you learn to grow the resilience of your nervous system, right? When you have a nervous system that is not, catch this, not calm all the time, if that's what you're after, you can just let that go. That's actually not a very healthy nervous system. But you want a nervous system that is resilient, right? That's flexible. You can get, you know, activated into your sympathetic state where you're feeling some of that anxious energy or some of these bigger emotions, but you don't get stuck there, right? You know how to complete the stress cycle. You know how to return your nervous system back down to baseline stress level, and it's resilient, right? You don't get stuck in the highs, and you also don't get stuck in the lows. You can experience them, the full range of human emotion and experience, but you don't get stuck in either extreme. You're able to come back to that center homeostasis grounded place. Okay, so here are some of the benefits. 1, improved mood and emotional balance. If you are someone who can be emotionally volatile, if you are someone who often feels edgy or irritable or frustrated or all of these things, that can be just a red flag of nervous system dysregulation. So as you learn how to regulate your nervous system, you'll notice an improvement in your mood and your emotional balance. One of my favorite benefits of having a regulated nervous system is an increase in creativity. So if you work in a space where you need to be creative, if you just love being creative as like an expression and an outlet, and you feel like, man, like where has my creativity gone? Like my creativity feels zapped. That could be a great sign that you are likely experiencing a dysregulated nervous system. So if you learn how to regulate your system, you're going to get an increase in creativity. When you have a regulated nervous system, you'll also have less stress, less anxiety, and less overwhelm, which are kind of the pillars of our podcast here. Women come to me, right, every day, all day, just so stressed out, so much anxiety, feeling so overwhelmed. And guys, that is being stuck in nervous system dysregulation. And as you learn how to regulate, you'll notice that those kinds of feelings, the stress, the anxiety, and the overwhelm will really lessen. They'll really kind of start to dissipate. You're going to sleep better. Your physical recovery, right, after you work out or just like even healing from some sort of sickness is going to be better. You're going to have better digestive function. If you struggle with gut issues or IBS or things like that, you'll notice as you regulate your nervous system that there's such a tie, there's such a connection between our gut and the state of our nervous system. And then overall, really, it's that increase in resilience, right? That is the goal, a resilient nervous system. And as we go through these four things, just a reminder, like I'm just not going to do it. I'm not giving you guys quick fixes. I'm not giving you guys Band-Aids. I'm inviting you to start to adopt some lifestyle changes that are going to support a healthy and resilient nervous system. So a lot of these are simple, but changing our patterns is not always easy. So don't feel overwhelmed by like, four things I have to start. Like just choose one of these, the one that you feel like would have the greatest return for you, that would make the biggest impact in your life, right, for the better. And then start putting that into effect this week. And then notice how you feel, right? Notice the state of your nervous system. Notice if you feel more calm, if your emotions feel different, right? If your body feels different, if you feel like you have more energy, if you feel like you're sleeping better, and then do more of that, okay? All right, so the first one, the number one thing that you can do, or the first thing, these are in no particular order. But the first thing we're going to talk about that's so great for regulating your nervous system is spending more time outside. It's basic, you guys. Like, we don't have to overcomplicate this. We don't have to let, you know, a dysregulated nervous system that is stuck in go, 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 like more, 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 faster, faster, faster mode, make this more complicated than it is. Our body needs to spend time outside in nature, right? Like a little plant. Like, you've got to get sunlight. You've got to hydrate yourself. You've got to get fresh air. So immersing ourselves in the natural world, right? In nature. The science shows over and over, it reduces our stress levels. It promotes relaxation, right? Just all like the different sights of nature, the sounds of nature, just like that fresh smell of nature. All of these things can have a calming effect on our nervous system and really help to alleviate anxiety, tension, stress, overwhelm. Sunlight exposure. We talk a lot about sunlight exposure when it comes to regulating our circadian rhythm, right? Which helps support like healthy sleep-wake cycles, especially early in the day. So if you are someone who struggles falling asleep at night or getting good rest overnight, this is one of the first things that you want to do. You want to make sure that you're getting exposure to natural light early in the day, right? Within 30 minutes, ideally, of waking. Go outside, even if it's a cloudy day, just get some of that light on your skin, on your face. If it's freezing cold where you are, you can sit by a window or you can buy one of those lights for seasonal affective disorder. But really getting natural light is the best thing you can do. Helps improve your mood, your energy levels, and it's going to help you sleep better at night. And then kind of the last thing with being outdoors, you guys, is that we're breathing fresh air. Like we tell our kids, right? Go get some fresh air. But we need fresh air too. It helps increase the oxygen levels in our body, right? Which is essential for all the things, cellular function and our energy production and just feeling like alive and well. So if you are like me and you can get sucked into being in an office all day or sitting at a desk all day or just being inside, I want to encourage you, where can you fit in 10 to 15 minutes outside today, right? Can you go for a walk around the block over your lunch break? Can you, skip your inside workout today and work out outside, like go for a jog outside or something? Just get it in and you're going to notice such a difference in the state of your nervous system. Okay, so that's the first thing. The second thing that we can do to really help regulate our nervous system is improving our emotional hygiene. What do I mean by this? I mean that instead of suppressing your big emotions, repressing your emotions, recycling your emotions, actually learning tools to release your emotions, especially those big emotions like anger and frustration and grief and sadness, right? And when I talk about emotions, I often talk about, you know, just this metaphor of like being at the beach in the water and trying to hold this really like super inflated beach ball under the water. Y'all, that takes a lot of energy. That takes a lot of energy. And if our body is constantly doing that under the surface, right, that places a lot of stress on our systems, including our nervous system. And if we don't have healthy outlets for our emotions, right, if we don't release emotions in a healthy way, there are consequences, you guys. There's physical symptoms of suppressed emotions. But the thing is, they're also going to leak out. Like those emotions will leak out in other ways. So maybe it's like you catch yourself rolling your eyes, right? And you're like, man, I'm not someone who rolls my eyes. Like, where did that come from? Or you catch yourself feeling really like snappy around your kids, or you're starting to feel resentful. Those are some emotions that are just leaking out of you. Those are indications that you've got stuff going on buried way deep in there, some anger that you haven't released, some frustration that you haven't released, some conversations that you haven't had, like some stuff that you're just suppressing, and you're noticing that it's like leaking out. It's leaky. It's leaking out in all these different ways. So this is an invitation for you guys to start to change your mindset and your stories around some of these emotions, right? Like, what are the stories that you have around anger? If you express anger, is that something that feels really unhinged, right? Are you like a crazy woman? Are you way too emotional if you cry? Are you dramatic if you cry? Are you weak if you cry? Like, what stories do you have around emotions? And then get to a place where you can kind of shift some of that and really create a sense of safety in your body to be able to like trust that it's safe to release these emotions. And guys, we go super deep with this inside of Restore. Like, we have a whole step in our framework where we go over all of this emotional hygiene. Like, literally, how are you suppressing emotions, right? How are your suppressed emotions making you sick? How are they dysregulating your nervous system? And then it's like, okay, so like, what do I do with this, right? Like, how do I release all of this stuff I'm discovering that I'm holding? How do I release it in a healthy way, right? What do I do with my anger? And I give you guys super specific, like, fail-proof, really, like things that you can do for emotional release. Like, I'll teach you how to do anger burns. I'll teach you different anger release techniques. I'll give you some stem sentence prompts for release writing, like letter prompts for journaling. All of these different resources just to be able to activate your emotions so you can kind of bring them up and start to practice releasing them in healthy ways that are nonviolent, right? And it's so good for your nervous system to get that stuff out of your body. Because here's the thing, you guys, whether you're suppressing or pressing in denial about it, whatever it is, you probably have emotions stored inside of you, stuck in your body, right? There's anger in there, there's sadness in there, even if you're in denial about it. So why not try to practice and see what happens when you allow some of that out in a healthy and safe way? I'm curious, do you have a really great BS detector? Maybe you're often skeptical of others. Are you really street smart? Would you say you're pretty self-assured? You often find yourself being the leader in the group. Maybe you even struggle to ask for help. Do you love a good challenge? Do you fight really hard for the causes you believe in? Do you have a great sense of humor? I bet you're a blast. You might have thought that these were all parts of your personality, but they might actually be coping mechanisms you've picked up over the course of your life, and they're having a huge impact on how you show up, especially on this motherhood journey. Are you curious to know more? You got to take my personality patterns quiz. Here's what's going on. When you were a child, whenever an experience overwhelmed your nervous system, you subconsciously built a defense against that overwhelm. Over time, those defenses became a habit, and then they became a pattern. And now as an adult, what we think of as our personality is often this defense pattern running the show. It's so interesting, right? There are five different personality patterns, and they're not personality types like the Enneagram or the Myers-Briggs, but rather they describe the safety strategies that we immediately go to when we start to feel overwhelmed. They don't describe who we are so much as what's blocking who we are. The good news is that once you take my quiz and learn about your pattern, you can learn skills to break out of that pattern, and then you can live and parent your kids as your true and authentic self. Click on the quiz link in the show notes or go to michellegrosser.com/quiz now to take my 2-minute personality pattern quiz. All right, number three, third best thing, regulate your nervous system. Guys, get off your phone. I know this could be so annoying to hear, but I cannot overstate it. Like, forget the kids, all the things with the house, the work, like traffic, whatever else, all the 25,000 other things that you have coming at you in a day. Just your phone, just all of the dings and pings and apps and notifications and texts and emails and everything coming through at you from your phone is enough to completely overstimulate your nervous system and drive it straight into dysregulation, right? So many people wanting things from you 24/7, especially if you guys know that you tend to carry like a people-pleasing pattern. Holy moly, is your phone just going to be the death of your peace, right? So what are some really good boundaries that you can set around your phone? Like, I notice when I start to feel kind of overwhelmed or like overstimulated, I won't wear my Apple Watch. I actually haven't worn it in like 2 weeks and it feels really good. I'll put my phone away. I'll take a beat, take a deep breath, put my phone in another room, right? And it gets easier over time. Maybe it's something like no phone the first and the last hour of the day. Maybe a boundary for you is no phone after dinner or no phone while my kids are home and they're awake, or you know, maybe just start with turning off all of the notifications other than like the really essential ones that you need on your phone. Any measure you can take to start reducing the constant stimulation that comes from that, you know, third appendage that we all have, that cell phone we carry everywhere, will help to really reduce stimulation. And it's going to then thus reduce the dysregulation in your nervous system. All right. And then the last one I want to talk to you guys about today is noticing your somatic cues. Notice your somatic cues. What's a somatic cue? Your body is always communicating with you. It's always speaking to you. It's telling you different things through these different cues in your body, a somatic cue. And the question I have for you is, are you listening? Are you listening? Like, we're so conditioned to silence the messenger instead of take a beat to listen to the message, right? We're so quick when we have a headache to silence the messenger and just pop back a couple Advil instead of listening to the message. Like, is that headache, I don't know, is that headache trying to tell you that you've got to hydrate, right? Are your IBS and your gut issues trying to tell you that, girl, you got to make that tough decision you've been avoiding, right? Maybe you have autoimmune condition. Maybe that autoimmune condition is telling you you got to set some boundaries. Maybe it's telling you it's time to express yourself like authentically instead of just people pleasing and suppressing your voice. I don't know. Maybe like you suffer from neck pain or shoulder tension. I know that was me for a long time. So much neck pain and shoulder tension. Maybe it's telling you like, hey girl, you're overextended. Like, you got to take some stuff off your calendar. You got to say no to some stuff. You got to put some better boundaries around your bandwidth. So just start noticing what your body might be communicating with you, right? Even now, wherever you're at, you could just do a quick body scan. Start at the top of your head and work your way down, right? Is there tension in my forehead, around my eyes? Is there tension in my jaw, right? Is my tongue pressed to the roof of my mouth right now? Like, peel your tongue off the roof of your mouth. Relax your jaw, right? If your shoulders are up by your ears, bring them down. And just start to notice what is going on in that internal world. How can you listen to your somatic cues? How can you notice what's going on in that inside space? And then the next thing you want to do when you have that awareness, right? Well, I'm noticing my jaw is so tight. I'm noticing that I have this, you know, heavy weight that it feels like on my chest. I have this pit in my stomach, right? I've had a headache for 2 decades, whatever it is. You notice these somatic cues, then how can you actually honor what that somatic cue might be trying to communicate to you, right? And this is also what we focus on in the first week of Restore, right? This is what all the lessons and all the life coaching are all about in step one of Restore. It's like, what are your specific somatic cues? And then we go through like, what are they trying to tell you? And then how can you honor them, right? And I give you guys a diagram of a bunch of different common somatic cues. You can like keep that as a screenshot on your phone or put on your fridge or your bathroom mirror and really grow in awareness of, hey, how's my body communicating to me, right? What's my body trying to tell me? And get curious so that you can start honoring the requests of your body. Okay, so these are four things. Choose one. You can either choose spending more time outside this week, practicing, playing around with, getting curious about releasing your emotions, set some new boundaries around your phone this week. And then really the last one is noticing your somatic cues. That's what I've got for you guys today. I love you all so much. And I just want to remind you, the next cohort of Restore starts in early April. So if you want to join us, if this is like the last month that you're going to feel crappy like you've been feeling, right? And you're ready, you're like, I'm done. I'm taking a stand for myself. I'm going to invest in myself and my family and actually do something about the state of anxiety and overwhelm and burnout and just all the yuck that you're in. I hear you. Jump on the wait list, right? I'm going to be sending out an email next week or so to only those of you who are on the wait list. And I'm going to send early registration access. I'm also going to send a bunch of special bonuses that you don't want to miss. So one of them is going to be an opportunity for one-on-one coaching included in the cost of Restore. So it's actually going to be free. If you join Restore, you're going to get one-on-one coaching with me. We're going to send out savings, discounts only for waitlist members. So I would love to have you guys join us in April. There's already been a ton of interest in this spring cohort. I guess you guys are, you know, wanting to get your nervous system right before summer break. But if you want in, get on the wait list so that you can save your spot before we fill up. I'm keeping it at 15 women max, so you can all get individualized coaching from me within that small group setting. So I would love to see you there. Take care, you guys. I'll talk to you soon.
If you love Mommy's Podcast, leave a review.
If you enjoyed this episode, it would be so awesome if you could take a moment to subscribe and rate the podcast. And if you have just a few more seconds to leave a quick review, they really help to get this podcast out to other moms like you. I read every last review, and trust me, when it's late at night or early in the morning before my kids get up and I'm working on bringing you all of this content, your reviews are what keep me going. Leaving a review is truly the best way you can thank me. And of course, DM me on Instagram. I love to hear from you. Thanks for listening to another episode. Head over to the show notes for this episode and all past episodes at michellegrosser.com, where you'll find free resources and more ways to connect with me. If you love the show, share it with a friend. Thanks again for tuning in. We'll see you next time.